USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump promising tough sanctions on Iran now that the U.S. has pulled out of the nuclear agreement, telling a crowd in Elkhart, Indiana, the whole thing was an embarrassment. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying we need to prevent them from building a nuclear weapon.
Until we see that happen, we're going to continue to put maximum pressure, enormous sanctions on them. All of the sanctions that were in place before the deal are back in place.
Experts say Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could blow its top in the coming days, causing boulders and volcanic ash the size of refrigerators to rain down on surrounding areas. The volcano's been erupting for a week and has already destroyed more than 24 homes. The man officials believe to be the Golden State Killer is facing additional murder charges. The district attorney for Santa Barbara County bringing new charges against Joseph D'Angelo, the 72-year-old being held behind bars for several gruesome murders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Democrats not happy about the president's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi saying,
destroy the successful joint comprehensive plan of action gravely endangers our global security and defies comprehension.
Meantime, Israel strikes dozens of Iranian military bases in Syria after Iran missile attacks aimed at the Israeli state. Israel says the world needs to take action to stop the spread of Iranian military proxy wars throughout the Middle East as Iran continues arming and training terrorists from Iraq to Syria and the Arabian Peninsula to try gaining power in the region. The U.S. believes the hunt for ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is drawing near conclusion as coalition forces arrest five top-ranking Islamic State members, including one that served as top aides to Baghdadi. U.S. forces believe Baghdadi is hiding out in ISIS's last remaining stronghold in Syria near the border with Iraq. And California, thinking about the idea of requiring all new construction to have solar panels. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump greeting three Americans freed by North Korean's leader Kim Jong-un. It happened early Thursday morning and follows the announcement that the upcoming meeting with Pyongyang would take place in Singapore. An E. coli outbreak blamed on romaine lettuce continues to spread. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The CDC issuing a Thursday report that reveals the outbreak has spread to 29 states, most recently to Florida, Minnesota, Texas, and North Dakota. One person's died, 148 others getting sick from it, including 64 people who've had to be hospitalized. The CDC has not released any new information about the Yuma, Arizona area farms, though, which may be connected to that contaminated lettuce or how it entered the food stream. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Russian company that special counsel investigators accused of waging information warfare during the presidential election pleads not guilty to federal charges.
Two attorneys representing the firm Concord Management and Consulting appeared in court for an arraignment in Washington, D.C., pleading not guilty to charges including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The indictment stemmed from an investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller into whether the Russian government meddled in the presidential election and whether the Trump campaign colluded in that effort. I'm Wendy King.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.